Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave Solomon. Man, I'm telling you what, there is a certain kind of buzz in the air today. I am not sure what is going on, but I think I like it. This is going to be a pretty cool, pretty different kind of hybrid jazz show, and I'll tell you why. Thank you, Daoud. He just talked that post right there, didn't he? I love it. What we're going to do on the first Tuesday of every month is make sure that folks who need to have a voice as far as telling us about their gigs get heard. I thought that would be a really cool thing, especially now that summer is here. We need anything we can do to make sure that jazz is supported. So wherever you are, seriously, this is your time to shine. Acquaint our chat room and our listeners with who you are and what you do. And here is the number, 323-843-6172. 323-843-6172. Now, we might not get a whole bunch of people, if any, because I know people are kind of shy as far as this stuff is concerned, especially something new. But that's okay. The opportunity is there. We're going to get to a lot of music. You know how we do. We always like to start the show off with something particularly classic. And I don't think there's anything more classic than Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Look at the birdie on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
Kowalski and the Jazz Messengers with Art, of course, on drums, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Bobby Timmons, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, and man, I'm telling you what, Jimmy Merritt was on double bass there, gosh, from Roots and Herbs. Now, that was recorded in 1961, but it wasn't released by Blue Note until 1970. Just wanted to get something out there, and I had said on Facebook I was going to do a three-song set, but you know what? As long as there are three people waiting, as is the case right now, to tell us about gigs and such, let us do that. And I'm going to get to the first caller. This is a 410 area code and then a 484 exchange. Hey, you're on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is John Lampkin. How you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. I can't complain.
Oh, I'm so glad. No, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. No sense in complaining, and we got up, and we're still breathing, so that's cool.
That's right. That's right. We got another chance at it.
That's it. What's going on with you?
Well, look, I got a thing coming up on the 21st of this month at On Day Music.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, and I got a serious band. I got Warren Wolf on piano.
Oh, my gosh.
I got Chris Fun on bass.
Wow.
I have Craig Austin on tenor and out in soprano, and my son John on drums.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And my wife is going to sing some. So,
oh, great.
We're going to have a wonderful time.
Oh, John, I'm so glad. And look, dash me off a message so I can plug that too, because I would like to come to that event.
Okay. Well, I put it on Facebook. So
Good.
You're on Facebook, and I invited you. And I was just on Facebook this morning, and I saw where we could call in and plug our dates, and I thought I'd do that this morning.
Absolutely. I want to do this the first Tuesday of every month so folks get a fresh start for the month and get to let other people know what's going on in and around the area or even beyond. So I appreciate that.
That's a great idea. That really is.
Good. I'm glad you like it, and I'm glad you were the first person to ever do it on the show. Yay!
Well, I called in earlier. And when I called in, they said, well, the show is not going to air until 57 minutes. And so I was at the computer, and yeah, I'm sending out invitations via email to people to come out to On Day Music. And so I looked up at the clock, and it was 1 o'clock. I said, well, let me call Trish right now.
Well, you did, and you were the first in line, and I'm just tickled. And I'll make sure I get a posting of that event and make sure I put it on my page, too.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, John.
Well, thank you, and you take care of yourself and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much for calling.
Certainly. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to another caller, 443-844, and I don't recognize any of these numbers, although I may. Hello, this is Trish Hennessy, and who are you?
Hi, I'm Michael Joseph Harris. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. So I got your message. I got the link, actually, from Rhonda Robinson, who's a vocalist in Baltimore City. And I'm doing a couple things around town. I'm playing at Sullivan's Steakhouse, which is a great place for jazz, actually.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
So I'm doing 14th and the 28th of June with Robert Shahid and Steve Zerlin on upright bass. We do a lot of traditional jazz, some Latin stuff, too. And And my original band, Bossalingo, B-O-S-S-A-L-I-N-G-O, Bossalingo, is playing at the Columbia Festival in Columbia.
Wonderful.
On
the
lakefront stage on the 17th, which is a Sunday. Is that Father's Day? Yeah.
Great.
At noon. So that's going to be fun.
And that's a perfect thing to do for Father's Day. That's great.
Yeah, it's cool. And we'll have T-shirts in extra large. Course.
Great. Wonderful. That's good to know. Hey, it's good to meet you, and I'm glad that Rhonda told you about the link, because I think this is something that we need to do and make it at the first Tuesday of every month, because people are usually pumped at the beginning of the month about what's coming up.
Oh, yeah. And also, George Coleman, great sax player, is playing at Caton Castle on June 16th.
Oh, wonderful.
I can't make it because I've got a wedding I'm playing that day. But, man, I'm going to miss that one.
Well, you know what?
And,
we'll go, and we'll tell you about it.
Yeah, so June 16th. Also, there's a workshop being held for all musicians and people interested in witnessing a workshop with George Coleman and his band. I believe that's just a few hours before the show at Caton Castle on the 16th of June. That's a Saturday.
That is great. That's great.
Yeah.
I like to hear about workshops, too, because a lot of folks don't necessarily know. And honestly, it's better to over-communicate rather than not communicate enough.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this. It's wonderful.
Oh, bless your heart. We're friends on Facebook, aren't we, Michael?
I don't know, but we are now. I'm sure I'll get to you, and
okay.
I will look it up. This is the first I've heard of it, so
Oh, please. Okay, well, good. You'll like the show because hybrid jazz means that we're playing everything from straight ahead to more contemporary, a lot of fusion stuff, whatever falls under the umbrella of what people perceive to be jazz, so I'm glad to know you.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, and we've got contestant number 3 on the phone. It's a 410 again, area code, and then a 961 number. So I'm going to find out who this is. Hello.
They call me Slimmy, Slimmy Bo Bimmy.
Oh, my God, look who it is. How are you, baby?
I'm okay. I'm doing well, hanging in there, listening to you, you know.
Oh, well, I'm tickled that you are. Of course, you know, we have one of our favorite people in the chat room hanging on to every word, Griselda Medina.
Yes, the lovely Griselda.
Are you still in Nashville, or are you in Baltimore for a bit, or what's going on with you?
I am in the Witness Protection Program, and I can't tell you where I am.
I knew it would come to this. I knew it.
I am in Nashville.
And I know what's happening there. Slim, I may be coming down to visit by way of Memphis and then Nashville. A girlfriend and I might be taking a road trip. What is happening in Nashville with you?
You know, I've been writing some songs with some there was a guy here from London, England, actually, and I was writing some songs with him. And we did some, like, blues, pop, country stuff, kind of a blend of all three. It turned out really good.
Wow.
Yeah, and been doing a lot of writing, and there's a lot of music going on here. There's a lot, and it's not just country. There's a lot
yeah.
of stuff going on here. There's a lot of music that's not only country, I mean, but, you know, the Black Keys just moved here. You know, Jack White from the White Stripes is here.
Yep.
You know, Kings of Leon. I mean, a lot of bands are moving in here, and it's not just country music. It's a lot of stuff.
That's awesome. And here's something
yeah.
else to put a little bookmark in your thoughts in case you have these conversations with anybody. My friend Dan Balog is living in the Jefferson Street area of Nashville, and he is absolutely high about wanting to put a local beer establishment in an up-and-coming African-American neighborhood that has a lot of historical value. And they're looking for people to invest in the neighborhood because, honestly, Slim, it's going to be one of those situations that's going to pop so big in Nashville.
Yeah.
You know about.
There are a lot of them here.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them here. There are a lot of areas. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of construction. There's a lot of areas that are, you know, being built up that are, you know, it's like when Baltimore's, you know, kind of hit their heyday with, you know, Canton all of a sudden became something stylish. A lot of these neighborhoods around here are, you know, going through renovations. It's really cool. Yeah. So what do they need? Like bartenders? I can pop a beer can.
No. They're actually looking for investors. So, you know, I figure.
I got like $22.
I do too. But, you know, if like a Bill Cosby or a Clint Eastwood would know about it or somebody who's into jazz, because that could be a
bed. You know, I'll call Bill. I'll call Clint. We'll get a conference call, see if we can get something going on.
Hey, Hey, look, you're traveling in some pretty high-tone real estate circles now, so I'm thinking, well, I might as well offer the suggestion to you.
That's all just a front for the witness protection program. I'm
okay.
Telling you,
yeah.
There's nothing going on.
Well, you know, Steve Martin had a movie about that several years ago, and there should be a sequel to that. You could star in it for sure.
Okay. I'm available.
It is good to hear from you. I have missed you, and now that you've called, I'm going to have to play a Slim Man song for sure.
You don't have to.
Oh, I know that, but I love to. Are you kidding me? I love it. I like the fact that you're digging into different kinds of creativity with music mixes. That's awesome.
You know, I got my start as a songwriter with Motown, and I was writing all kinds of stuff when I was there. I mean, it was all styles of music. Doing some instrumental stuff, some pop stuff, some R&B, some, you know, neo-soul and stuff like that. It was just, I love a good song. I don't care about silence. And then, except for maybe a polka.
Well, but you know what, though? You still like the accordion.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true, Trish.
I know. I know you. And here, look, we were talking to Brian Bromberg on Cool Jazz Conversations last night, and his new CD drops today. Do you know that he has a song on the CD called Hayride? And it's a fusion of country and bluegrass and orchestration and jazz.
Wow.
Yeah, with Bela Fleck. Bela Fleck playing the banjo on it. It's awesome.
So it's like bluegrass jazz?
Yeah, just like Bill Evans, who plays saxophone, does. He's got a group that's essentially soulgrass, bluegrass, and jazz. Hey, honey, it's popping.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Bela Fleck does it.
I know. He was doing it when we were living in Nashville. Bela Fleck was in a group called, and you know about this. You could have a discussion with anybody in town. They know all about New Grass Revival.
With Sam Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The great band. I love them. You know, when I was doing the Marlboro Country Music Talent Contest, we sponsored shows, and they were on one of the shows, and I have a poster in my bedroom in prison, and it is signed by Bela Fleck and Sam Bush. And who was the other guy?
Oh, John Cowan on vocals.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
Colin
God.
Calling Baton Rouge. Remember that song, Calling Baton Rouge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my God.
And Garth Brooks was on that, too, right? Garth Brooks was, he was on the song. Yeah.
I don't know if he was on the song, but he was on the Marlboro tour, too. I mean, we sponsored a show with Garth Brooks when he was up and coming, like just started. He did a couple of original songs, and he started doing like Sweet Home Alabama. And this was in New York City in Manhattan.
Yeah,
like,
those.
You know, I didn't really get it with him, but he went on to. I mean, phew. Like,
well, you do now, don't you? You do now.
Yeah.
Wow. I would certainly love to see Honest to Goodness because they're friends. I would like to see a Garth Brooks and Billy Joel tour.
Yeah.
You know, it can be done. People who get together who don't necessarily seem like they would go together are the most awesome combinations in the world. Just like people who need people are the luckiest people in the world, as you know.
Are the luckiest people in the world.
I love you. I am so glad that you are just doing great and are happy in Nashville because, honestly.
I'm not doing that great. I'm not really happy, but I'm just, you know. I'm trying. I'm just kidding. Thanks, Trish.
No,
you
are too. And things are moving in Nashville because, look,
with
all the folks who have had some tough times in other cities, they are going to unleash their convention center this year, correct?
I know.
Woo!
I know. I'm telling you, I was in New York in the late 70s and early 80s in Manhattan, and there was a lot of stuff going on there. You could just feel it in the air, you know, with all the bands that were coming up with the Talking Heads, and I saw U2 on their first tour, the Police on their first tour. It's just you had a feeling that there was something going on. You know what I mean? You could go see the Specials, Madness at all these clubs in Manhattan. Nashville feels like that right now. You just kind of get this feeling. I mean, I ride my bike around town. There's construction everywhere. They're building stuff. A lot of folks are coming here from L.A. and New York. And it's
wow.
Cheap, it's, safe. It's cheap. It's safe. It's hip. It's happening. I saw the. It is. I saw the drummer from the Black Keys at the coffee shop just a couple of days ago, driving a '65 Mustang hatchback painted black.
Oh my gosh! Wow!
Yeah,
I like that. Tell me about. Do you listen to any terrestrial radio in Nashville? What are they doing?
You know, the radio here, most of it's country, and it's the top 40 country.
Oh God!
Stuff, and you know it's well crafted. It's well produced. You got to give it to them. The studios here just put a sheen on stuff that just sounds so good. So, but there are a lot of country stations. There are a couple of good, you know, college radio stations, FSK, and there's the, you know, the NPR station here is cool. But the, you know, the music, it's a wide variety. It's mostly, like I said, country, you know, pop country, and there's a lot of, you know, rock, classic rock stuff.
Well, perhaps we need to do our hybrid jazz radio station there first, you know?
Yes, you do. You need to get over here and get like 100,000 watts, Trish, and just set up camp. And you'll be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, look, I do. And honestly, wherever the money person or the mentor person is that wants to set up camp first to have a prototype, Slim, I'm going to go there. So if it's Nashville, because my friend Dan and his wife Carrie have me all pumped up about Nashville again, and now you're just making it worse.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like I don't want to tell people how cool it is because I don't want any more people to move here.
How is it driving on 65? Is it still a traffic nightmare?
You know, that's the one thing about Nashville. You know, it just moves kind of slow, and, you know, traffic's kind of, you know, it gets tied up.
Yeah.
But people, you know, but it's a nice pace down here. It is. I like it.
Yeah. I look, we had a really sweet time there too.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of wonderful places to eat. The restaurants are really happening.
No, there aren't.
They're not?
No, there's not. No.
Really? Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
You've got
like good, you know, southern food here. Yes, like if you want fried mac and cheese, this is the place to be.
Oh God, it hasn't really evolved that way yet.
No, not really. I mean, that's the one thing that you hear from most people is it needs some hip and happening, you know, restaurants. It does.
Well, Slim,
I mean, it's not good. Burger places and pizza joints and that kind of stuff and southern food, but it does need a restaurant. So what we got to do, Trish, I got it.
Yeah.
R and R, radio and restaurant. We'll open up a radio station inside a restaurant.
Yeah, but you know what? It's got to be said in Italian. Figure it out. What it is in Italian, because you need to make sure you turn people on to what you can do in the kitchen. Come on.
Yeah, of course. And
wouldn't
you,
that be,
you know,
wonderful?
You'll broadcast live. You know what I mean?
I love the idea.
Cooking
of
on the
broadcasting.
Radio.
Yes.
Cooking on the radio with Trish and Slim.
We're cooking up those hits, baby.
That's it.
I love it. Hey, look, we need to talk more about that, honestly, because Kyle Wilberton was just on the show the other day, sax guy, and he is so amazing with a business mind, Slim. He's going to open up a club for jazz, blues, and world music in downtown L.A. in the later part of this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it can be done. And Dan told me that there is a place, honestly, in Nashville, where it's a club and an independent music store where you can buy CDs.
Grimey's, it's called. And
Grimey's.
And beneath it is the basement, and it's a small venue. It holds, you know, 50
a few
people down there.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, it's small, and it's actually in the basement of this record store, and it's one of the, you know, more famous record stores. They do a lot of vinyl, do a lot of hard-to-find stuff.
That's cool.
A lot of up-and-coming bands play there. I mean, Jeff the Brotherhood played there, and they played outside, and there were like 1,000 people, where they just kind of closed off the street. But the venue underneath the Grimey's is a small club called The Basement. I did see a band there that was playing and went on to do good things, and the night I was there, Toby Keith walked in. So,
oh, wow.
That's Nashville for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. And see, you talk about hybrid. Wayman Tisdale and Toby Keith were good friends. And on Wayman's last CD, Toby Keith did the Barry White vocal on a famous Barry White song, and Wayman was playing bass. So you certainly had that hybrid of country and jazz coming together there. So you are moving in the right direction with what you're doing. You need to get back to what you felt really high doing back in the day, and you're doing it.
I am.
You are. You're getting involved with different kinds of music. Come on.
I'll
just smack you. I'm going to smack you, hon.
That's what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, okay, well, cool. I'm glad you filled us in, and keep us apprised of what's going on. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to play 1,000 miles away.
Oh, my goodness, you are so sweet.
No, you are. We love you, and we miss you in town, but we understand.
That's it. Well, anytime you want to come down here, Trish, we'll pull out the aerobed for you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And listen, I'm serious. It will hopefully be soon, but if we can do a little tour of Tennessee, I'll be tapping you on the shoulder to call you.
Memphis is a cool town, too.
Well, yeah, that's where Kirk Whalum is at Stax Academy, so we're going to get a tour from Kirk Whalum, and then we'll come see all of you in Nash Patch.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right.
All right, hon.
All right, you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. You know you're the best.
Well, and I think the same of you. Thank you very much, and we love you in the chat room, just so you know.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
All right, you. Cook some more. Go in the kitchen, start cooking. Put your apron on.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Ciao.
Bye.
Watch out.
Oh, Slim Man, everybody. Oh, well, I certainly didn't expect that. That was pretty cool. So, of course, you know we have to dive right into 1,000 Miles Away. Slim Man, hybrid jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Just another night. And I count off the days till we meet again. I can't wait anymore till I'm in your arms, till I look into your eyes, but we're worlds apart. How can I make you mine when you're 1,000 miles away? I try to get closer day by day, 1,000 miles away. I keep holding on. The first night we met, forget when you smile, I was mesmerized. saw the light in your eyes when I held you close. Nothing ever felt so right, then we had to part. Left my heart far behind. Now you're a thousand miles away. Trying to get closer day by day,
day by
thousands of miles away. I keep holding, holding on. The first light we met, can't forget when you smiled. I was mesmerized. Saw the light, saw the light in your eyes. A thousand miles away, a thousand miles away. I try to get closer day by day,
day by day.
A thousand miles away. I keep holding, holding on. A thousand miles away. Thousand miles away, I keep holding, holding on, holding on. Thousand miles away.
That nice. Hopefully, if you are home with someone this afternoon who is a partner of some sort, you know what I'm saying, that provided some musical entertainment for you, and I know that you know what I mean. Art Sherrod Jr. on saxophone with Frank McComb. Anytime from Art CD Seasons. Oh my. Haven't seen Art for a while. And I will, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks or couple of months or so. But saw Frank and spent a little time with him at Cap Jazz over the weekend. Ladies, that's all I'm saying. Frank really did a wonderful job. He had Phase 2 from DC backing him up on stage. And it was just a trip. For those folks who weren't aware necessarily of what Frank McComb could do, we sure did see it on the keyboard and vocally. He was just awesome. So there will be a picture posted on Facebook in the next 24 hours or so. Just so you know, Frank has a brand new CD out called The Living Room. It's unplugged. It got dropped on the 1st. And if you want to know more about that, look, I'm just a messenger. www.boobiescoot.com. You heard me. boobiescoot.com has more information. And you should go to Art Sherrod, Sherrod Jr.com to find out more about what's happening with that youngin', because there's a lot. Cindy Bradley, we heard from Massive Transit from Unscripted. My God. That's what T and I heard when we came into Cap Jazz on Saturday. We heard Cindy Bradley's trumpet everywhere in the Columbia, Maryland region. It was really awesome. Did not get a chance to chat with her afterwards. We'll make up for that because I'm pretty sure she's going to be on the show pretty soon. But honestly, if you are in the region, you have to make it a point to go see her at Blues Alley in August, and then she's going to be in Philly, Penn's Landing, on the 17th of August. And, of course, CindyBradley.com has more information. I don't want to hold anything up. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I have a call here. And this first Tuesday of the month, we're starting it today, is all about finding out what you're doing as far as your gigs are concerned. It's summer. We should celebrate. Let us make sure that we're supporting live jazz as much as possible. Here is a 202 exchange on the phone. I think I know who this is. Hello. Enter and sign in, please.
Hi, this is Jared. How you doing?
Jared, my buddy, how are you, Shooky?
I'm doing real well. How you doing?
I'm good. You are busy. Every time I turn around, you're doing something. What is going on?
Well, I've kind of picked up the pace a little bit this year, and found some pretty steady rooms that I'm performing in the area, and picking up some other events outside the area. But so far, this past winter and spring, and so far summer, is looking pretty good.
I am so tickled because it didn't take much for anybody to say to you, Jared, we feel that we're not worthy to ask you to play here, but could you play here? And I know that since you have been playing in these rooms in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, they have since become packed, so everybody owes you something.
Well, that's very nice to say. I mean, it's a total team effort. These rooms that that I'm performing in now, the people are just wonderful there. Not only the audience, and the fans that come in to see us week after week, but it's also the people that work there, the owners, the managers, the whole entire work staff. I mean, they're really doing their part to keep the service moving and keeping everybody happy on that side of the. On that side of the fence, and it's a total team effort. It really is. We all get along. We're all friends. And, I know a lot of people say, well, don't mix business with pleasure. But music to me is very personal, and I try to get to know everybody, involved with where I'm performing. And if there's anything that I can do, obviously, to help them, I'm going to jump on board and help them. And luckily, I found some really good people that, have the right upbringing, and, they feel to pretty much share the same vision. So it's pretty much a great, really nice team effort now.
Well, you know what? Feel free, Jared. Honestly, where are you playing next? Where can folks come see you? You can enumerate if you want to.
Sure, that's no problem. I'm actually performing Steady Mondays. We now call this event Manhattan Nights Mondays. And it's at Martini's Restaurant and Lounge, which is at 725 Katy Drive in Fort Washington, Maryland.
That's great.
For a lot of the older musicians out there, it used to be Charlie's many moons ago. And it's been taken over by some wonderful people there who have, invested into the club. And it's really, starting out really nice. It started out slow at first, but we've been there now for about a little over a month, and now the room is getting pretty full each and every Monday. They had gone
That's
from
great.
Being totally dark, not even open on a Monday, to, seeing me perform someplace else and asking if I would, mind doing that. And I said, no problem. I said, stick with us. We'll stick with you. We'll make this thing work. And they're wonderful there. The food is off the chain. They have incredible drink specials there as well. And, I've got my group there with Attila Molnar as well, my good friend,
wonderful.
who you know as well.
Yeah.
And Attila's playing with me at all of these venues that I'm mentioning. That's Steady Mondays that I'm doing there at Martini's Restaurant Lounge. Every Tuesday, I bump over to Clinton, Maryland, and I'm now playing a room called The Bottom Line, which is at 9008 Old Branch Avenue. It's about a mile south on Old Branch Avenue from the fish market.
Oh,
and,
cool.
I'm doing every Tuesday evening there with a band that I put together called the Jam Band, and it has Attila Molnar on keyboards as well, and I have my secret weapon, Mr. Michael Nelson, on guitars and vocals. And this guy back in the day used to play with a band called Classified, and they did the R&B pop circuit back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And one of the best entertainers you'll ever want to hear in a character to boot.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
And we perform at the Bottom Line every Tuesday. Both of the times for Mondays and Tuesdays are from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Wonderful.
And I'm playing a lot of other different rooms as well. I'm playing a new venue in Silver Spring, Maryland, called the Society Lounge, and that's at 8229 Georgia Avenue. I play there some Thursdays and some Fridays. The Thursday nights start at 8 p.m., 8 until 11, and then the Fridays are from 9:30 to 12:30. And it's a wonderful, it's like a Euro chic type of restaurant. It's owned and operated by, it's a wonderful place. The food is outstanding. The wine is outstanding. The service is outstanding. And the whole setting is just so cozy and comfortable. That place gets filled up really fast. So that's one of those places that you would have to, you know, go online, get the telephone number. You can go to Society SS. That's Society SS for SilverSpring.com. And a former basketball player, Jason O. Miskery, owns this restaurant.
Oh!
He saw me performing as a special guest with another group, and he asked me if I wanted to do something there, and I said absolutely. So I'm there with my good friend Attila as well and my group. So it's a really, really nice venue. And those are the three main places that I'm playing. And, you know, of course, I'm doing some other stuff with Bryn Kaur and you know, Robert Smoot.
Yes.
Through his organization. And, you know, we're doing a new Jazz by the Lake that's actually happening over in Clinton, Maryland at the old Colony South, at the restaurant that's in the Colony South End.
I saw that. That's exciting.
It certainly is. And, of course, you know, I'm playing a bunch of different other places as well. So anybody that's listening, if you're interested, go to jared.com. That's www.jared.com. And you can see everywhere that I'm performing.
I love it, and I love the fact that these upscale places recognize what gold they have in their midst. And you, just because of your success, Jared, it just starts a domino effect with people feeling more positive about what's happening in the area. So thank you for so many other people who are just, you know, chomping at the bit. It seems like this summer is a turning point for a lot of musicians in the area, and this is why I'm excited. So maybe this is a good idea for us to do every Tuesday, that first Tuesday of every new month.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean, once again, you know, you set the bar once again, you know, for giving us an outlet, you know, especially a lot of the, you know, the other local musicians and such that really don't get a break. I mean, you're playing their music, you know, you're helping all of us, you know, not just the more established artists, but you're really helping the artists that really don't have an opportunity to get heard a lot, you know, and to actually say, hey, call in on a Tuesday, we'll put you on the air and we'll hear where you're going to be playing. I mean, that's above and beyond. You don't see that in radio this day and age anymore. So, you know, once again, Trish Hennessy setting the bar, folks. Take note.
Oh, I love you, Jared. I always have. I always will. And you know what? As you conduct your life, so you reap the benefits of having a wonderful life. And that's happening with you. So it's just going to get better because your heart is so good. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Trish. I appreciate it, honey. You take care of yourself.
Well, you too, and of course, you know I'm going to play a Jared song next, so of course you know.
That.
All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, I promise.
Okay, take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jared, bless his heart. I love this day so far. My God, and I see Tracy Hamlin and Jess Miller are in the chat room. This is so awesome, besides our Beach in California and Griselda in Texas and Matt and our guests coming back and forth. I just love it. So, hey, let's do that. Let's make sure we play Jared. You know, if you have not, I don't know where you've been if you haven't picked up Manhattan Nights, because let me tell you something. We spoke earlier about having a little bit of entertainment in the background of what could be one of the best nights of your life. Get Manhattan Nights, and it will be. Or I'll give you your money back. I shouldn't have said that. This is Jared and Dancing With You on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. from Jared to something brand new from Brian Bromberg from the just dropped CD. Compared to that, this is a song you'll recognize on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Is so pumping. You know what? That is Brian Bromberg. And I just have to tell you that this particular CD is a revelation, honest to goodness. Compared to that, drops today on Brian's sister's birthday, and he has such diversity as far as what he is letting folks play, what he himself is playing. He's got Randy Brecker on here, Jeff Lorber, Bela Fleck, George Duke. You just heard a Rick James song, Give It to Me, Baby. And he also does Chicago, Does Anybody Know What Time It Is? He was wearing it out last night on Cool Jazz Conversations. Joy and I could not believe that he spent that much time with us and was so generous with his emotions and what he believes is the right attitude to have for a musician. If you want to go to the archives, we invite you, because it was school last night besides church, but that's usually the case. It was just an amazing chat, and we played two tracks, Hayride with Bela Fleck on banjo, which made me cry the first time I heard it, and I'm not kidding, because it is this combination of, yes, bluegrass and country and jazz and orchestration. It was as if the Beverly Hillbillies had been in a Marlboro Man Western with Yul Brynner. And I just went back to my country music radio days, and he just got the biggest kick out of that. And then we played at the end of the show Forgiveness, which just took our breath away because it's so sincere. And that's the biggest word you can use anytime, anywhere, to put it as the title of your song. It's not that it hasn't been done before, but when it's instrumental and it affects you that way, something else. Brian Bromberg, compared to that, dropping today. Please get a hold of that. Somebody's on the line, and I'm going to get to them momentarily. I had no idea that this was going to cause this much excitement. I'm so tickled. I can't even tell you. That's pretty awesome. Jared, we heard from on the phone and then via song from Manhattan Nights. Dancing With You, which is one of those songs that once you hear it, it is locked in your heart and your soul for flipping ever. And I have said this before, and I'll say it again. Jared is one of those rare musicians. Not only is he well-versed in any kind of saxophone and iwi, but he can repair the instruments. And then he's got all that background. He's got a lot of Italian and Spanish floating around there. And it all comes out to be this wonderful hybrid mix of soul and true jazz and feeling. He's not like anybody else who plays the sax. And I'll always say that. He's one of a kind, truly. So now that I've pumped him up and I see he's in the chat room, I'm going to go to this 703 area code and find out who we're talking to. Hello?
Hello?
Is this my Tracy?
Hi, Trish. It's Tracy Hamlin. How are you, dear?
I'm just so happy to have a female voice and one of my favorite females on the planet. How are you?
Oh. I am great. I'm so happy to be sitting still and in a place where I can listen, because I'm never around on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I'm just so happy to be a part. So
oh.
I had no idea all this coolness was going on today.
Well, you know what, Tracy? Honestly, I didn't know a couple of days ago that it was going to go on either, but I thought, you know, instead of fretting, I was fretting a little bit about not having a guest. But I'm really adamant about the kinds of guests that I have on. Your friend and mine, Chrissy Cromwell, Corinthia Cromwell, is going to be with me
Aww.
Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know, she and I, we go way back.
Way back. And, Tracy, what's happening with this girl is just God, okay?
Wow.
She
that
has
awesome.
So much going on. But you know what? Since we didn't have a guest today, and since God knows we're going to make up for it on Thursday with Chrissy, rah, 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 rah.
Right.
What better way to say hello to the new month and to say hello to summer than finding out what people are doing in the way of gigs? So,
oh, gosh. Some concept.
Well,
I mean, but you always have amazing ideas, so I'm not surprised.
Cash or check, honey?
Cash,
okay, good. I understand that. You have a large summer that you are experiencing because you have a couple of days off with Gloria Gaynor, correct?
Yeah, actually, I'm off for the month of June, and I'm actually going to be doing my first solo concert in 2 whole years in Arlington, Virginia, on Saturday, June 23rd, from 8:30 to 10 p.m. for the Automatic Art Festival in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited about that. I have a great band. I have 2 new background singers, so, you know, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done my own thing in 2 years, but I'm sure it's just like riding a bike.
Oh, Tracy, come on. You know what? Look, you're not even going to have a couple of seconds. You're going to take a breath and just slide into it real easily. Come on.
Well, you know, the cool thing is with Gloria, she features me on 2 songs. So, and then I sing soprano when I'm doing background, and everything, all of her background vocals, the soprano part is just in the sky. So, you know, my chops are still, you know, I'm still working all the time. So that's a blessing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And you,
so I'm really excited about this.
And I'm so glad you have off, because I was getting worried about you. You were never there on Facebook because you were always touring.
I was always touring. I mean, we just got back from Morocco, and that, you know, my hubby, my wonderful hubby, he was able to join me, and it was a week before our wedding anniversary, so we definitely made a great vacation out of it. We had 2 shows, and, you know, we got around to tour and get some great food, and we hung out with the group LMFAO, and we really had a wonderful time. So,
how did you do that? That's something else.
Well, you know, it was a 10-day festival, and they had stages all over the city of Rabat, which is the capital. And we all stayed at the same hotel, and they performed at a stage that was set up outdoors beside the hotel. So we got VIP passes, and we went, and because we all stayed at the same hotel, we all hung out. And the night of their show, they had a huge party at a castle, a 14th-century castle. And it was just for the artists and staff of the event. And when I tell you, it was absolutely amazing. And I was so excited that my husband was there to enjoy it with me. So we had so much fun.
You know what? I have to ask you, was Berry Gordy there?
No, Berry Gordy was not there. As a matter of fact, only Red Foo from the group was there because the other guy is his nephew. He was sick that day. But, you know, it didn't matter because when I tell you it was probably 50,000 people there.
Are you
jumping,
serious?
Jumping and screaming and shouting, yes. And, yeah, my husband and I, we had a moment. We were thinking we were in our 20s, so we were jumping up and down and screaming.
So cool. You know, how much of a blessing is it to be able to have Nat with you and go to these events and then tour in the countries with Gloria? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it has just, it's been absolutely incredible. And while we were there was the weekend that Donna Summer passed away. So that was, you know, that was hard on Gloria. And at the same time, she got no time to process it because all of the news outlets from all over the world, they were trying to contact her. So she was doing interviews for TMZ and CNN and, you know, and the internet connection was interesting. So, and I was acting as her road manager. So, it was quite hectic, but, you know, she did an amazing job and she was able to get through the 2 performances in spite of, you know, dealing with all of that. Because they were good friends, and, you know, I felt so bad for her.
Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, Donna didn't tell anybody. She wanted to make sure that she stayed in a positive zone, and she didn't want her friends to worry. And
nobody
knew.
Gloria didn't know. Yeah.
So
we were actually in a restaurant when Gloria got the call, and we just hear her screaming on the phone, so we run over there, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, Donna was just, she was an amazing woman. She left an incredible legacy. She has 3 amazing daughters.
Yeah.
And, it was really sad, though.
Oh, boy, I'll bet you it was. Well, when you talk to Gloria, tell her that we send love and peace. I know that Bruce Sudano was getting overwhelmed with the kind of love he got on his Facebook page. And
I'm sure.
What he wrote in response, Tracy, it was so beautiful. He said,
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. I'll have to post it again just because he put such a positive spin. I mean, I know that his heart is broken, but he said, look, I and our daughters are going to make it a point to carry the light that she had for everybody else in our hearts while we live. So
oh,
beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, I could cry all over again because she was so beloved. Wasn't she?
Oh, she absolutely was. She absolutely was. So the next show that I have with Gloria, we're going to be in Spain and then in Brooklyn, New York, we're doing a tribute, a three-song tribute. So she's going to feature her background singers as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you. Okay, when's the date again for this gig?
It's Saturday, June 23rd, and I'm doing a 90-minute set from 8:30 to 10 p.m., and Dave Dyson is my MD.
Get out.
So I'm really excited about the band, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. So Dave is organizing the folks who are going to play with you, or do you already know?
Dave is, he organized the band for me, and then I found the background singer. So I'm
oh my
really
gosh.
Excited.
Well, you're going to have the A-team because David Dyson and you together, that's crazy.
Oh, I love them. I told you, Dave is the one who got me the gig with Pieces of a Dream when I did my 3-year stint with them. So I love Dave. He's a wonderful person with an incredible spirit and super, super talented. So.
And now
he's
with Pieces of a Dream, right?
Yeah, he when I was in Pieces of a Dream, he wasn't there all the time. So the gig was split between him and Gerald Veasley, but I think he's doing more of the dates now. But it all depended on his schedule.
Gotcha.
You know, whether he was on the road with Jonathan Butler or, you know, other artists that he was working with. So if he was available, he was there. If he wasn't, Gerald Veasley sat in with us.
Well, he is certainly the go-to guy as far as bass is concerned. He has a way, and not only is he technically so proficient and so excellent, but that spirit of humility, doesn't that get you far, Tracy?
it really, really does. Because, I mean, I have to tell you, Dave Dyson, I've met tons of folks that he's worked with over the years, and I have never heard one person say one negative thing about him. Everybody just loves him, not only
that's
his
right.
talent, but the spirit of the person as well.
Well, that's funny because folks say the same thing about you.
Aww.
No, that is true. I have never heard a discouraging word about you ever.
Well, bless you. I
no.
hope that I can eventually have that same experience.
Oh, well, okay. I just recall a conversation that we yeah. Well, look, you know how it goes, Tracy, and folks who are of any kind of spiritual bent know this. When there is any discouraging word, that means that folks just can't bear the light that you shine. So always know that.
Well, I'll definitely have to remember that.
Oh, for sure. Look,
that's a great piece of information to tuck in.
You, wherever you go, you are like Susie Sunshine.
Aww.
You are. You can't help but glow. And you would think that people gravitate that, and evolved people do for the right reasons. But I'm just going to be real here. It pisses some other people off. Because they ain't Susie Sunshine. That's why.
Susie Sunshine, I love that.
Yes, there you are with your little pixie haircut and your little effervescent smile and your cheeks and your pretty skin and your little person thing going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you
well,
are.
To piggyback on what Jared said, just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for us. I mean, you know, you really make a huge difference, and words, you know, there are no words to express how much we appreciate you.
Aww.
And all that you do for us.
Well, Tracy, you know, I do take this seriously. It's a ministry. And if I did not do this, I would be taken to task. I really think that God put this show in my way. He was on me for a long time to do this. Whatever is necessary to make sure that people have lives that are better. The support of the music is everything because your heart's in the right place. Jared's heart's in the right place. Slim Man, who we heard from. And, you know, here's John Lampkin calling up. These folks really take what they do seriously. So somebody has to make sure that we know where you are so we can pay money to see you.
Oh, yeah. I love Slim. I haven't seen him in years. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, yes, yes, he is. And he's having the time of his life in Nashville, which is a place that you should explore because, honestly, the new convention center is being built, and it's going to have whatever, the bottle of champagne broken on it. But that town is raking in money, and you need to get some of that.
Oh, it's so many great songwriters there.
Oh.
And I have a girlfriend who's a new country artist that I need to connect her with Slim as well. But yeah, it's a lot of great songwriting there, and just the production of the records they record, everything is just top notch.
And yes, that is for sure, and it's multi kinds of music. But Nat needs to know this because he's always got his ear out for different kinds of opportunities, and he networks with people all the time. Honestly, that whole Jefferson Street region, historic with African American history, that is experiencing the beginnings of a renaissance. And once that is built, Tracy, this will be another feather in the cap of Nashville tourism because it will be a jazz mecca.
Mhm.
So,
yep.
Keep that in mind.
That is very true. Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you for this time. I was not expecting to be interviewed today. I just thought, hey, I'm home. Let me go in the chat room and see what Trish is talking about today.
I just love it. And God doesn't happen to make coincidences. He affords opportunities, and it's wonderful because when I thought about this, you were one of the people I thought, because I knew that event was coming up. I wasn't sure of the date, and if there's a way to get to Arlington, Virginia on the 23rd, that's a Saturday, I'll be there.
Yes, and it's a free concert, so folks, come on out if you're in town.
That's wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
Cool. And also, just as I said a couple of times earlier, I'll find the information. It will be posted on my page, okay?
Wonderful, wonderful. All righty, well.
All right, you.
Continue to do what you're doing, and you have a fantastic rest of the day, and I'm going back to the chat room.
Okay, well, cool. And in the meantime, I don't think that you'll mind that I play your version of Good Morning Heartache from Better Days, okay?
Oh, nice. Oh, wow, okay.
Of course.
Sing along.
Okay. Thanks,
all right,
Tracy.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Tracy Hamlin on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Look, if you have not heard Tracy do the version of this song that you're about to hear, just sit down, all right? Good morning, heartache. Have at it.
It seems I met you when my life
That song is just lovely. Oh, my gosh. I am just so taken with Scott Ullman on piano. That's from Something New, Generations, and new. Well, okay, late 2011, but it's new. Most of the stuff, unless I'm going to say otherwise, I'll make sure I give you years, because honestly, I really am adamant about making sure that you get music from different decades. It's just really important. Sometimes it's not going to be as stressed as others, but just to get the juxtaposition of what's happening now as opposed to what happened then, it's just beyond fascinating to me, especially when it comes to jazz. That song you heard was Song for Leah. ScottAllmanMusic.com has the information about where you can buy the CD. Now, look, I'm going to tell you about a project that Scott is doing that is the coolest thing in the world. He wants for folks to be proactive about being involved in his new album. He has, when you go to ScottAllmanMusic.com, a link that's called Places Project. He wants you to think about a place that's a favorite place that you've gone, that you still go to, a place in your mind that is unforgettable. And he wants you to describe it in such a way that he's going to compile what appears to be like a kind of haiku from different folks who have participated in this project. He's going to put this information on his new CD. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I submitted my entry the other day, and I was thinking of Ocean City, New Jersey, which was my second childhood home. And meant a lot. I followed his direction as to what he wanted as far as one word here, two words here, three words here, and then it all comes back to one word at the end. So he wrote back right away and said, yay! He said, I know all about Ocean City, New Jersey. And of course he does, because we forget that he is a Chicago, Illinois person. He spent a lot of time at the University of Pennsylvania, where he got his Master's of Architecture. And he went to Ocean City, New Jersey. So I said, look, why don't you get the family together? Let's see if we can meet in early July, because the Bacon Brothers are coming to the Music Pier at 9th Street in Ocean City, New Jersey. So haven't heard back. He's maybe talking to the wife and the kids about doing this, but that would be so awesome. Pick up Generations. It is a very satisfying CD. You know pretty much everybody who's listening that I'm not real predisposed to using the word smooth, and I'm not using it here. What Scott Ullman has done with his piano just far surpasses that word that is becoming not the right word that we want to use. Certainly it's contemporary jazz, but it's meat and potatoes contemporary jazz, something you can sink your teeth into, real thoughtful music. And that's enough. My God, he's got enough of me. Tracy Hamlin, we heard from right before Good Morning Heartache, the song that you just naturally ascribe to Billie Holiday. Tracy Hamlin has the right to sing that song, does she not? Jeez, that just kills me. From her Better Days CD, she also has a CD out called Seasons that was out before Better Days. And I know that I played Art Sherrod Jr., who also has a song or an album out called Seasons, but that's okay. Tracy Hamlin .com has more information. She's going to be out and about on a weekend in a few weeks, the 23rd of June in Arlington, Virginia. If the website doesn't have the information, the Facebook page will. Okay? Yeah. Let's do something a little different, shall we? Can we take you, please, back to 1959? Can we, please? Can we, please? It's my show. This is the great trombonist, Curtis Fuller. I paused to say his name because he had so much reverence when he was doing his thing. And as a matter of fact, Curtis Fuller is 77. He's still with us. if you are a big fan of John Coltrane and love the Blue Train album, Curtis Fuller is on there. But this is him at his finest. This is Bluesette that you're going to hear on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And if we hear from anybody else that has a gig or two they want to pass along, yeah, please do. 323-843-6172. Had no idea what to expect today, but it's just been a blessing. Here's Curtis Fuller for you. Enjoy. Thank you. had to dip into this album that has been getting a little bit of buzz for a little while now. It's not that it's old, that's for sure. Just about a couple of years old now. The group is called Guilty Pleasures. And they have different kinds of careers in other areas. They're D.C.-based. The name of the album is called Love Story. What you just heard was called Naked. And, you know, when you look at the CD and you go, what the heck? What's that song all about? But, man, Rick White wrote the song. Rick plays bass. He is known as Cake Man in our region just because he makes such wonderful cakes. Rick wrote the bulk of the material here, and it's all about exposing your emotions in a relationship. Now, if those vocals sound a little familiar to you, we have Jerika White on vocals and also Micah Chevalier. I know you know that name. Now, let me tell you something. T and I were at Cap Jazz Festival on Saturday, and got there a little early-ish, not early enough to have a chat with Cindy Bradley, because it was almost like a mini Woodstock. There were that many people that early. So, of course, as the day progresses, and you've got Gerald Beasley, Sound of Philadelphia, and you've got folks coming to see that, and they also know that George Benson is going to be on stage in the evening. It started to get more piled up and more piled up. Well, there's the main stage, and then there's the soul stage. So we were back and forth, and we were talking to Kirk Whalum, too. So come back, and we know that Mesa is on stage, and who's singing back up for Mesa but Micah Chevalier? Ha! Ha! Not that she hasn't done this before, but to see Micah on the wide screen where everybody and his mama is watching with Mesa doing this incredible show, and then Will Downing comes out, and Micah told me that she had a little time to spend with Will Downing, which was wonderful. But how about it? And how about the CD? If you are really into the creative word as far as soul-infused music is concerned, this is the one for you. Guilty Pleasures. I'll let you mull that over. And the name of the album is called Love Stories. What you heard was Naked. Thanks, Rick White. He helped me out a little bit this morning. We heard right before that song, Nick Colione. Yeah. From his Feel the Heat CD, that was Some Funky. That's the name of the song. Nick Colione was playing guitar during Gerald Beasley's tribute to Philadelphia on Saturday. Nick Colione made me cry. Now, Nick is from Chicago, very proud of his roots, but he represented Philly in such a way. He did Love TKO. He and Gerald doing guitar and bass, it was just something. It was really wonderful to see, and I can't thank Nick enough. There's going to be a picture of him signing autographs that you'll see on Facebook if you are into Facebook and like to see the pictures. There's more of them coming. Man, Nick, so you know, is going to be at Summer Solstice in Norfolk, Virginia in mid-June. Man, if you can get a hold of getting a ticket to go see this, Nick and Najee are going to be opening it up on the 15th, is it? Let's see, 14th. Let me just check the calendar. 15th, right. And then our Anita King is going to be opening things up on Saturday. At that same festival, Chelsea Green celebrating her birthday today, our wonderful violinist that we had on the show. She's just an amazing talent. Also, Frederick Yane will be there, and let's see who else. Karen Briggs is going to be there. Marion Meadows is going to be there. If you're on Facebook, look for Summer Solstice. There's a whole lot of information. And I was hoping that Anita might get to call or somebody. But you know what? We'll do this. We'll have somebody representing Summer Solstice so you can figure out the massive talent that will be there that weekend. Very, very cool. And we started off with Curtis Fuller on trombone, also Tommy Flanagan on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, oh my God, and Al Harewood on drums. 1959, Bluesettes. You need to know about the Curtis Fuller Quintet back in that day, featuring Benny Golson on tenor sax there for that tune. One of the esteemed jazz messengers that Art Blakey put together back in that day. And Curtis also played with Yusef Lateef, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie. You have to know what you're to play the trombone. You've got to have skills. And for him to be as fluid as he was back then, you know that it wasn't often that these players featured trombonists, but Curtis Fuller had such a reputation and still does, bless his heart. It was just a pleasure to play that song. So we'll get more into music, and this has been such a day. We have tried to feature folks who have gigs in the area that want to get on the horn and say where they're going to be, and I just love the idea. We're going to do this every first Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. So, and it's not too late. We have an hour to go. So if any folks want to call, here's the number, 323-843-6172. It's been a blast. And it will get to be more so because we're about to hear sax man Bill Evans from his CD from, 1996? Yeah, Escape. This is one of the coolest songs you will ever hear. It's called The Sunday After.
proud out loud. The queen in me is now set free. Yesterday I wasn't real. Yesterday I didn't feel quite like I was right.
Now, I'm hesitating because I don't know whether that really is the end of the song, because it looks as though on our digital clock here it's got 2 more minutes. It's okay. If Alison Crockett comes back and wants to sing more about being nappy, I want her to sing. I'm really digging this girl. I was digging her actually a few years ago. And Alison has not been as active in the music business as she needed to be. That was from her CD on Becoming a Woman. Nappy is the name of the song, DC-based, and now I'm all charged up because I heard from Alison herself that she's working on a new project, and she is looking so good. This girl is an Ellington School for the Arts graduate, a Temple U graduate, a Manhattan School of Music graduate. There she is. Check it out. Time where you have the long silence and then, hey, let's start playing again, okay, everybody? Alison Crockett and Nappy. Man, so I'll keep you apprised of her new CD because with her wild hair and her long legs and her stellar voice, I want folks to know more about her. Alison Crockett, she's on Facebook, 1L and Alison and C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T. So go find her, befriend her. George Duke, Bring It On Home from Reach For It from 1977. Had to do that so as to play George and Alison back to back, and then I had to start the set with something else. But let's tell you about George Duke. Please keep this in mind. George and his amazing schedule. I can't even say. It's making me kaflump even talking about it, because if you go to George Duke online, you'll see for yourself. He has the schedule of somebody who's 22. So somebody better tell him to slow down a little bit, but he just loves it so much. He is full tilt boogie this month into doing the Clark Duke Project for a couple of those dates at least, with Boney James at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia, and then at the North Carolina John Coltrane Jazz and Blues Festival. So, yeah, George is a little busy. I'm always glad to see that. And then he's working on his new CD. He finished up Jeffrey Osborne's new CD. Psyched about that, too. So we will keep you updated. Bill Evans, the Sunday After, started things off from his CD Escape from 1996. Just so you know something about Bill Evans, if you go to BillEvansSax.com, so as not to be confused with the Bill Evans amazing piano player, this younger Bill Evans is such an amazing sax player. was Miles Davis's favorite sax player. He was 22 years old playing with Miles. Bill also played with John McLaughlin, Herbie Hancock, Willie Nelson, Mick Jagger, and the Allman Brothers when they were good. did I say that out loud? I did. Dad was a piano prodigy, and he passed along this incredible creative vibe to his son. So creative, Brian Brumberg and Joy Hall and I were talking about him on Cool Jazz Conversations last night. Brian completely appreciates him because Bill was able to infuse jazz with bluegrass, and he's got his soul grass deal going on right now. Dragonfly was released in 2011, later part of 2011. Please go to his website and just be amazed at what he is doing. He's going to play at the Rochester Jazz Festival, and that's going to be happening in a few months. This year is zipping on by, isn't it? Oh, and nobody knows that more than who I have on the line. Today is a monumental day. We've heard from some serious musicians who are doing their thing and making inroads, doing creative music, thinking outside of the box, and this is one of the ones I think of when I think of that phraseology. And I believe I am right to assess that this is Tony Bunn. Tony?
This is he. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, the God Brother. God Brother, how are you?
Oh, you remember. That was so nice. Yes. I'm
My
doing
God.
Well. How are you, Trish?
I haven't talked to you for a little bit. I'm doing fine. I'm doing better that you're on the horn. Now, listen, can you say, Slim Man was on earlier, and he talked about the fact that he was in a witness protection program. Are you in that right now? Can you say where you are, or would you rather not?
No, that's kind of funny, actually. I'm not in the witness protection program, but my handlers and such things have told me to be quiet about all the stuff that's going on because we got a lot of big stuff coming up, and I want to yell and I want to run my mouth about it, but if I do that, I risk jinxing it all, so I have to stay
quiet
until I leave. But let's just say we're back in the studio working on some new things, and we're going to, you know, have a few new twists, you know, on a few new things. So that's,
really?
I'm
speechless. I mean, I saw a little bit on your page, and it said something along the lines of, I know that you wanted to come to the jam at the Big Easy tomorrow because it's going to be a scenario where we're all going to remember our friend Dr. Rodney Lawson, and I know that you can't make it because you are doing some recording, are you not?
Yeah. That's all I can say. I kind of slipped. I slipped when I put that post out, and then they yanked my chain and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And so, yes, I have to go back quiet. So I was thinking of not calling because you know me, I'm talkative, and it's difficult for me to keep my mouth shut.
I know. That is
wow. My ability to eat is at stake here, so.
I completely understand.
Under threat of death, they told me to be quiet. So.
Wow, that's really radical.
Yeah. Well, you know. Sometimes I'm difficult to encourage.
Oh well, I have to say thank you for posting the picture of Princess Nikki on your page. Good God, is she growing by leaps and bounds, or what?
Yeah, she is, and so is her cousin Isaiah Jeremiah, Jeff's son. He's kind of growing nicely too. Go check my Facebook page. You'll like his photo.
Oh, cool I will. Guy. I didn't see Jeremiah. Oh my God. So, Nikki. Gosh, Nikki was born in November, and it's hard to believe that we're in June now. Oh my God, that's crazy, Tony. She's more than 6 months old.
Yeah, she'll be 7 months old in July, and she's cutting teeth and sitting up and eating food now. You know, so yep, she's growing.
She looks like this ethereal being. She looks like she's otherworldly, like she doesn't belong from planet Earth. She's so beautiful. Oh, my God. Well, of course you think that, but I'll have to tell you, she's unbelievable.
You know, I get the opportunity to step on a plane on Father's Day and go over there and give my little baby a hug, so I'm excited. You know.
Oh, I'm on Father's Day, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, can you tell us anything at all, or you want to give us a little tease or two, or you can't really? Your lips are sealed, right?
Well, I mean, about the immediate future. Yeah, my lips are kind of sealed by necessity. But
okay.
I just got the opportunity about a month ago to go to Africa with Bobby Ricketts and Delmar Brown, and that was kind of a blast. I think we did like about 10 or 12 days in on both sides of Africa. We played in Tanzania, and I think we were there for like about 4 days doing the Dar Jazz event, which is it's going to be a yearly event. It's an event that Bobby spearheaded, I think, about a year or so ago, and he's been doing like 10 or 11 trips, from what I heard, back and forth to Tanzania over the past few years. So that thing started to take off. And I kind of lucked out by, you know, being in the right place at the right time. He called me up. Someone else had canceled out on him and called me up and asked me if I could do it. And it just so happened, you know, Providence kind of works in strange ways. And I was able to get all the immunizations in time, you know, enough so that I wouldn't go down there and catch yellow fever trying to support the effort. And so everything worked out well. Then we went to Nigeria, and that was kind of a fascinating trip. But, you know, hopefully we'll go back and complete what we didn't get the opportunity to finish there. So that's
exciting, Tony. You look like you had an absolute ball in the motherland.
Man, I gained weight and instead of losing weight, despite all the running we were doing, because we were on the go from, you know, from the time I stepped on the plane till the time I got back off the plane back here in the United States. But surprisingly, I gained weight in that time. So, yeah, now
I'm
a fat boy.
I would imagine the food is pretty good in Ethiopia. Wait a minute. No, Tanzania. What kind of foods did you eat?
I don't even remember. The Nigerian food, well, I think in Tanzania, I kind of stuck close to, you know, regular old tried and true American cuisine.
So it was
in Nigeria. Nigeria, they actually have a lot of really cool stuff. I ate a lot of it. I can't remember many names, because I was just busy trying to get the music right and trying to, dodge guys with AK-47s. So.
No. Seriously.
Well, Nigeria is in a bit of flux right now politically. So they, it's a new experience going there. Hope to go back there actually, but they are in flux right now. So.
As a matter of fact, I do remember that you had posted a sort of veiled comment about maybe you shouldn't say where you are in Nigeria at the time. So I understand. Wow, man, you've had a year so far, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been kind of fascinating, and it's only halfway over. So
I know.
If the second half is as exciting as has been the first half, then yay.
Okay, well, I'm just going to ask you this, and I'll be able to tell by your response if this is what's going on. We have bandied around some names that we know that are part of the Baltimore, D.C. area who are artists. Will they possibly be part of your scenario that you'll be able to announce soon?
Oh, yeah, everybody I love will be part of my scenario. Because I'm a man of the people.
There we go. I know you are, Tony.
All your time. I don't want to take up all your time today, but I just wanted to call and tell you I love you too.
I'm blasting.
And get back to work here before my handlers hurt me.
Okay. I don't want that to happen. I really don't want that to happen.
Because they're probably sweating. They're going like, oh, Lord, he's on the phone, he's on the radio, you know. What's he going to say? So
that's okay.
To...
And I don't want to tempt you. I really don't want to do that. So I'll let you go. But when you can break the news, will you please come to your sister, Trish?
I will do, my baby. I will do. I'll give you a call from Denmark.
Oh, I love that.
On your home phone. Don't feed me to the answering machine. Don't feed me to voicemail.
I promise I won't.
I'm taking your promise on the air now.
Okay.
Not feed me. So you promise?
Will you just give me a sign that it's Tony Bunn calling me?
All right, done.
Okay, good.
I'll ring twice and hang up, and then I'll call you right back, okay?
And that's what the postman always does. He always rings twice.
Right.
Okay, that's another
right.
story.
Love you.
See
you.
Bye. Tony Bunn, bass master, and you're going to hear for yourself right here because I knew that Tony – I was going to play him. I didn't know he was going to call, but I thought, you know what, just encourage him before you go on the show to have him call. And this is one of those songs from his Small World CD that just hits every single time. And he had some amazing people with him on this little bitsy, what do they call them? You know what, I'm not well-versed in I've been talking to so many people today, and there's so many ideas floating in my head. What do you call one of those mini CDs, EPIs or whatever? That's what it is. This is from Small World. The song is called Palermo on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, the one, the only Tony Bunn.
Thank you.
Baltimore rolling in the house, and then we're going to hear from Philly on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
mercy. Don't let me get started about that song or that girl. Now, I want to tell you, that song, Love is Still in Style, is from David P. Stevens' album from a few years ago called The Shed. Now, David was on the show some months ago, and he retooled a lot of the stuff that was on The Shed, but I gravitated back to that original version of Carol Riddick singing that vocal with that instrumentation, because I'm telling you what, once you hear that song, and I think some of the folks in the chat room are agreeing with me, when you hear that song, you just go, wait a minute, what was that? Conversations just stop, and you have to hear who's singing that song. I love this woman so much. I got to meet Carol Riddick for the first time over the weekend, although I have been a fan for a few years. She was singing with Gerald Beasley and Nick Colione, Walter Beasley. Mesa was on the set. Who else? The tribute to Philadelphia. Oh, my gosh, at Cap Jazz. When Carol Riddick comes on stage, seriously, you just better move. She just has such joy in her, and like Tracy, who was on with us earlier, there is a light in Carol, and when she sings, everything is incorporated into that voice. And proof is in the pudding. I just saw footage of when Rochelle Farrell was at the Keswick in Glenside, PA, my old stomping grounds, not that long ago. And Rochelle, thank God there are women who don't even care. They don't even care about anything else but making other women shine. Rochelle brought Carol up to the stage, and they sang, and it was crazy. It was crazy. And I've got somebody on the phone. I'm going to get to that person in a minute, because this show is all about making sure that artists share where they're going to be. But I just want to let you know about Carol. There's some important information you have to know. Carol Riddick is from Philadelphia. Yes, thank you, Jesus. And South Philly, she'll have you know. Now, Carol's got her own CD. It's called Moments Like This. You can find it on CD Baby. You also should know that she toured with Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff back in the day. Yeah. And if you are familiar with Music Soul Child's Soul Star, that is Carol Riddick singing that song. And if you get praises from Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton as to how golden your throat is, you know you're doing something right. When I met her the other day, I told her at this little table set up after the Philly show was over, Gerald was right next to her. I said, Carol, I'm not here to see Gerald necessarily or Nick, who I love. I'm here to see you because you should be an absolute star. And she looked at me like I was from another planet. And Gerald said, haven't I been telling you this? She's just really that amazing. I love her so much. Carol Riddick. We heard Eric Marner on saxophone, Baltimore Swagger from The Soul of Love, with Daoud Saeed on keyboard there, and a very interesting break. Just love that song. Teacher and musician, some kind of sax player, and you'll be hearing more. Hopefully his good friend Errol Carter, who we heard from last week, put the word into Eric that he needs to get in touch with me, and I need to get in touch with him so we can talk more about what he's doing this summer. We heard from Tony Bunn. Small World is the name of the what? EP? All right, I'm sorry. EP, and Palermo is the name of the song that you heard. And as soon as Tony is told by his handlers that he can spread the word about what's happening, we'll get to that, I promise you. We're going to get to this phone call. 410, I'm looking at you right now. Tell me who this is. Hello?
Rhonda Robinson.
Rhonda, how are you, baby?
Good.
Good. I'm so glad you called. You know what? I was hoping that you would call because I talked to your friend Michael, as you know, earlier.
Oh, great. I didn't get to hear that, but I'm glad he called.
Yes. So tell us what's happening with you, vocalist extraordinaire.
Thank you. Well, on Sunday, June 24th, I'll be at Andy Music, downtown Baltimore, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock shows. I'll have Charlie Sigler on guitar, Mr. Steve Sink on bass, and Mr. Robert Shahid on the drums.
Woohoo!
For more information, you can go to andymusiclive.com and or myspace.com/RhondaRobinson.
Wonderful,
and I'll
wonderful.
Be there again towards the end of the summer on Thursday, August 16th, 8 o'clock and 9:30 shows. And in addition to that, I do every fourth Wednesday the Jazz Vespers service at Holy Comforter Lutheran Church, 5513 York Road. That's every fourth Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And so those dates for this summer will be June 27th, July 25th, and August 22nd.
Oh, I'm so glad they're still going on, Rhonda. And that's a testimony to you that they're still going on, because apparently folks are really hungering for this. I love the whole idea of Jazz Vespers, and I know you do too.
Oh, it's been one of the most wonderful gigs I've done. At the end of the summer, it'll be 2 years that I've been doing it.
Man, that's great.
We've got a really great audience, really warm, wonderful people come out for it, and great acoustics in the sanctuary there, and I just love it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I'm really tickled. And look, as long as you're talking about Wednesdays, and you said the Jazz Vespers were every fourth Wednesday, I just got asked by Gail Martin the other day if I would do a review of the Jazz Jam at UB Blake, which is every second Wednesday. So I'll be there next Wednesday with Craig Alston hosting. So if you want to roll on by, that would be wonderful.
Oh, I will make my best effort to be there.
That's great, because that's my favorite word. That's the shiggity right there. At UB Blake, where so much of Baltimore jazz history is, and to have that particular center as a place where folks can gather for a real cool jazz jam. I mean, I know that there are other jams elsewhere. I know that 347 on Monday, and I know that Tom Reyes has got his thing going on Monday, and I know that the Big Easy usually does their thing. But at the UB Blake, it's just, you know, specifically for folks who really feel the love of jazz. So it would be great for you and I to hang anyway. I would love that.
Definitely, definitely.
Cool.
And I love to support anything Craig's doing, because I was just realizing as I was at the Charles Village Festival, watching Craig with the Eric Kennedy Quartet, that it was exactly 14 years ago that Craig played keyboard for me there for my very first ever gig.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
14 years, and they go by in a blink, don't they?
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, normally at this point, I would find something from you to play. I'm anxious for that day where I have something on CD from Rhonda Robinson. So could you please make that accessible soon?
Yes, that will happen.
Okay, very cool. I love that. And I love you, and we'll see you soon, Rhonda. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks for doing this.
Hey, this is fun. Oh, it's been a blast today. Listen to the archive show later on and see who called. It's just been crazy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll see you soon, and I'll be in touch with you via Facebook.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye. Rhonda Robinson, who is just amazing as far as vocals are concerned and what she can do with an instrument, her instrument. You're going to have to find out. You go to Facebook and you find out about her and befriend her. And actually, I'm going to make sure all of these events are posted on my Facebook page so you know what's coming up. I have time for one more song, and I thought this would capture the vibe of the day, because honestly, none of us knew how this was going to turn out. A couple of days ago, I had no idea this was going to be done. But let's just do this, because nobody gives a better vibe than Cannonball Adderley. So, you know my favorite song is right here, don't you? Everybody's just been so great in the chat room today. Oh, my God. It's been a jumping joint zone. This is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from my pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy. Mercy. Mercy.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.